From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has responded with defiance to the newest felony charge brought Friday by the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office, saying he will clear his name in court. KCUR's Brian Ellison has more on the governor's reaction.
Greitens is charged with tampering with computer data, specifically taking a donor list from the veterans charity he founded and using it to raise money for his gubernatorial campaign. The first-term Republican has consistently called investigations into his conduct a, quote, political witch hunt, but this time Greitens focused on his 7 years leading The Mission Continues, which he called, quote, some of the best years of my life. He also said, this prosecutor can come after me with everything she's got, but the time for truth is coming. Republican legislative leaders have already called for the governor to step down over allegations of non-consensual sexual advances in a 2015 affair. Media reports say they've been working toward setting up the impeachment process. Democrats, meanwhile, say that process should begin immediately without waiting for a special session to be called in May. I'm Brian Ellison.
Powdered alcohol would be regulated like other alcoholic beverages in Missouri under legislation passed by the State House. The bill would regulate a powder that can be added to water, much like Kool-Aid, to create an alcoholic drink. Efforts to completely ban powdered alcohol have previously failed in the legislature. The measure also would allow workers ages 18 or older to unload alcohol from delivery trucks, as well as carry it to customers' cars. Friday marked the 19th anniversary of the shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado. The Columbia, Missouri National Education Association organized teacher-led rallies on Friday to raise awareness about gun violence in schools. Chris Renner, a special education teacher at Paxton Keeley Elementary School, says he and his colleagues consider student safety and security the most important things.
I think it needs to be a collaborative effort between the teachers, the educators, and policymakers, and looking at different ways to think of public policy that's going to keep the children safe.
Renner says some of the teachers' efforts are geared toward encouraging students to share their feelings and communicate their concerns. Fellow Democrats are calling for a Missouri lawmaker to resign after they say he repeatedly called into a St. Louis area radio program in which the host is known for making racist and other offensive remarks. 69-year-old Representative Bob Burns, who represents Afton in eastern Missouri, called into KQQZ AM radio to Bob Romanek's show. Romanek is known for using racial, homophobic, and sexist slurs. Burns is alleged to have told Romanek, "You're saying the right things." Missouri Democratic leaders, including U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill, on Saturday issued public statements calling for Burns to resign. Mark Powers, a spokesman for Missouri House Democrats, says leaders learned of the recordings last week on Wednesday and investigated Thursday. Powers says House Minority Leader Gail McCann-Bates asked Burns to resign Friday, but he declined. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.